Not bad. How was everybody there?
Pretty good.
We're all fine.
We were discussing, God, this was quite some time ago, and I don't even know how this came up, something about one-man bands. And that thing, I think everybody remembers that picture in the Guinness Book of Records, the dude that played the most instruments in a one-man band, mm-hmm. and he's basically strapped inside of this thing. He's got an accordion on his back and cymbals all over the place and a tuba and hundreds of instruments. And before we know it, we get an email from David that says, hey, I'm a one-man band and I play only Pink Floyd music. Name of the one-man band? Comfortably One. Now, here's the question that I have for you, David. When I think of one-man band, I think of, like, this guy from the Guinness Book of Records. Do you use... You don't use all kinds of synthesizers and sampled stuff, do you? Are you playing 800 instruments at once, like I like to think of?
No, actually, I got the concept from about a year ago. I was up at Wisconsin Dells at Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
Went over to a pavilion, and I seen a guy. It sounded like a band to me, but it was one person, and he was doing all this music, and which it gave me the idea. I've always been a Pink Floyd fan. I've played in music over the past 20 years or so. But I said, if one guy could, you know, progress all of this music into one and really do it on a smaller scale basis other than a band, about a couple of years ago, I was putting together a kind of a Pink Floyd copy band, and it didn't really pan out. Everybody had, you know, different attitudes.
Can I ask the name of the band? What was it going to be called? Is it going to be like called Young Lust or something like that?
No, actually,
Comfortably Five.
We were going to call it Floyd Pink.
Floyd Pink.
Now,
Floyd
now.
Pink with an opening act, Floyd the Barber.
Pink Floyd the Barber.
So that didn't work out, and that's okay. It sometimes doesn't, you know. But you decided, you know what, I'm going to stay true to this music anyway. And you have somehow put together a show that is just you, and you call it Comfortably One.
Well, it's myself, and I do have a sound tech that's helping produce some of the...
But he's not part of the band. He's not on stage, okay. Because Comfortably Two wouldn't work.
No.
Doesn't make any sense.
Actually, it's myself. I'm a keyboardist, guitarist. I do have about four different keyboards, and I've tried to do everything as live and as authentic as possible.
All right, so it's not sampled then?
No, I have to do some sequencing of parts to make some of the music flow so I can do different things because I'm multitasking about different instruments.
Right, because we wanted to have you in here, but David came and looked at the studios and he couldn't get the semi to back up into here to bring all his gear in. He had so much stuff. It wouldn't fit inside of our studio.
We have a big studio.
It's pretty good size, yeah.
Now, well, our equipment wouldn't, we don't have a lot, but it wouldn't have fit down there, and we couldn't have done the thing that we wanted to do to produce the sound.
Well, we're playing some of your stuff right now in the back. I don't think you can hear it on the phone, but we're playing it in the background.
What's interesting to me is, as you're listening to it, how much you have a David Gilmour sounding voice. Is that's you singing, right?
That's me, correct.
Wow. I mean, it's just kind of weird that you, like, you fell in love with this music, but you also happen to sound a lot like it also.
Well, I thank you, but I've never really been told that personally. But
well, I'm just
David,
lying.
He's a chronic liar,
I'm just
too,
lying
so
again.
Don't take that for... Don't take it with a grain of salt, yeah. Okay?
You sound exactly like that girl who sings Hey Mickey.
No, I just... It's pretty interesting to me, and you play around Iowa. Well, you like to play more around Iowa. You're playing in the Quad Cities this weekend in Davenport.
Tonight and tomorrow night at downtown Davenport, a place called Below Brady. It's just below the starting line on Brady Street, by the just up from the Ramada Inn on Brady there.
No. Great martinis there, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Beth.
Sorry.
Thank you. And now do you...
Geez. God, they have delicious alcohol there.
Oh,
Beth told me.
I love it.
They have the most awesome martini menu. I'm so... Neat little venue.
Now, do you guys... Do you add anything... are we seeing lasers with this, too? Because every time I hear...
it's about the music, man.
All right. I'm just asking.
I've done this show once, and just kind of really test marketed it, and I got a lot of great compliments, and it's really about the music. People I have some sound activated lights. Being one person, I can't really do a lot, so I have.
He's running across the stage, flipping light switches on, and then back over to the keyboards.
And I do have a couple small lasers to kind of give it that Pink Floyd feel.
All right.
That can trigger to the music as I'm doing it. I'm doing pretty much as far as all their favorite popular stuff, anything. Do a lot of stuff from Dark Side of the Moon to The Wall to a couple of selections off of Animals. And
how long is this? How long
is
do you
the
play?
Comfortably One show?
Doing an evening from 9 to 1.
So it's a full.
So it goes from Saturday night to sometime on Sunday in the afternoon.
All the Pink Floyd.
Bring some extra clothing. You're going to be there for a while.
Now, I got excited. I went to see Roger Waters this summer in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And it was sold out. And he did The Dark Side of the Moon. And as I was sitting there and with my wife and everybody around me, I said, wouldn't it be great? You know, as you're watching him, you know, David Gilmour should actually be on guitar. And I was the same way. I went and seen Pink Floyd back in 1994.
Hang on, David. You're going the wrong direction. We're going backwards. We're trying to go forward. Right. We understand. You're heavily
Floyd head. We got it.
And the reason Michaels and I are so excited about this show and the potential for you to take off like a rocket is, number one, you know, we can ride your coattails to success. But number two, We've never heard of a one-man Pink Floyd tribute before.
Well, it's quite challenging. That's all I can say. With the help of my sound tech, Steve Bowman, we've been able to really put together what we feel is a authentic type of sounding as much as one and another guy.
But it's one guy. One guy doing it all. So to answer our question, there is such a thing as a one-man band. They still exist. And we found one in Iowa, and it's David, and he does just Pink Floyd.
I'm doing pretty much triggering all the music at one time.
Well, we'll look for you at Below Brady this weekend and then throughout Iowa in the near future.
I will also be next weekend in my hometown here the 22nd on a Saturday at Perzackley's.
In Maquoketa.
Yes.
That's awesome. You know what? We're just happy to see you getting out of your mom's basement finally at 45 years old. Because I know Ben Michaels and I just did it 2 years ago, and it's liberating.
It's liberating. It really feels good, David. So welcome.
And make sure you tip your sound guy.
Oh, I will do that.
Do you got a brandy snifter that you set up on one of the keyboards so people can come in and drop money up front?
There's a tip jar, yeah.
All right, there you go. All right, well, good luck.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's David Clough.
Comfortably One. See, the song is Comfortably Numb.
Right.
He's just one guy. He's a one-man band.
This is just a touch of it right now. If you're driving, just close your eyes right now and really imagine that you're sitting at a Pink Floyd show. And there's a little bit of pot haze in the air. Maybe some flashing lights and a floating pig.
Not if you can hear me.
Is there anyone at home? No, I don't think so. You can see this. I'm telling you right now, you better get your tickets now. He has a website too, right, Beth? Comfortably One something something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can
spelled wrong.
Yeah, how's it spelled?
There's no A.
Thank you.
It's comfortably.
Comfortably.
B-L-Y.
Comfortably Numb.
A little twist so he doesn't get sued.
One. Exactly.
Clever. Right. We'll be back. 7:42. It's the Dwyer and Michaels Show on the Two Dorks Radio Network.